This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back to Sports Talk here on the Big 870 WWL. Mike Dettay along with Charlie Long. I want to tell everybody at 520, Charlie and I will go through the NFC South over and unders on the amount of games each team is projected to win. We'll give our opinions on it. And it's the one kind of bet that if no matter who you talk to in Vegas, they get more kind of eyes on this and betting money than any other thing leading up to the season. This is the deal on the over and unders. And I think some of the sites have not quite posted it yet, but I think they will in the next couple of weeks. But I know a few of them already have. And if you go to any of the casinos, you can see it up on the board. Charlie, today, man, the Dodgers, again, 3-2 loss to the Brewers. They get swept by Milwaukee there. Still with a great record. I think it's 56-37 for the Dodgers. But, man, losing to Houston and then getting swept again by the Brewers, wow.
Yeah, it's kind of falling a little bit apart there. And I'm not crying for L.A. I think it's very funny.
Jacob is hey, we got a lot of Dodgers fans in the city, I'm telling you.
I don't care.
Come on, Charlie.
No, I'm salty about the Dodgers. Listen, Mike, Jacob Mizorowski as well last night for the Brewers pitched against the Dodgers, and he gives up that leadoff home run to Otani, and then he is just nails for the rest of his starting performance. And you just kind of salivated. Oh, my God. Could you imagine if this kid would have made it to LSU's campus? He was an LSU commit, but then he goes into the draft. And so, but that was the year that they would have had potentially Paul Skeens, Mizorowski, and Ty Floyd on the same staff, Mike. I mean, that is all-time.
That's some nasty stuff there.
Oh, yeah.
With that have been on the mound for the Tigers. But you recruiting the top players, and you know some of those guys that you signed. And I know Skip used to talk about it a lot. A lot of guys we signed, you know, Mike, we can't compete against Major League Baseball because of the money. Now with NIL, it's a little bit more that you got an opportunity to at least compete. But if you're going to be a high pick, most likely those guys – now, Schmidt was different last year because he would have been a really high pick in the Major League Baseball draft, and he decided to go to LSU.
So, you know, getting those stats for Mizorowski last night, Mike, 12 strikeouts and 6 innings pitched against the Dodgers. The kid's got some electric stuff, and I'm really looking forward to seeing what he does in his career with Milwaukee.
Let's go to our Oakwood Hard Jewelers talking text line. Let's go to Jimmy and Gretna. Jimmy, in the huddle with Mike and Charlie.
Hey, guys. Hey, Charlie, I know y'all used to do a little spot on wrestling. I just want to give a little PSA. You remember that, right? You guys used to do that towards the end of the show.
There is
a wrestling event. There's a wrestling event tomorrow, Mike, on the West Bank at Alario Center. Rob Van Dam, WWE Hall of Famer, Tully Blanchard is going to be there, too. So, yeah, that's going to be at Alario tomorrow. But it's going to be a great event. I wanted to ask you guys a question. You know, you're looking at the Saints and the Pelicans and the under-over from Vegas, and we know it's probably a rebuild for both. My question to you guys is this, and I told this to Charlie. I think the Pelicans have more talent on the roster, especially with Trey Murphy, Herb Jones coming back, Giante Murray coming back, Zion. If they stay healthy, of course, there's a lot of talent there. the big question mark. I mean, and comparing them to, say, to the Saints, who I think have less talent, I think the bright spot for the Saints is they have what I hope to be a whiz kid offensively in the Kellen Moore running the show. And then I'm looking at the Pelicans and them bringing Willie Green back, and I'm not sold. I do like Joe Dumars' attitude of making some moves, but, you know, I'm hoping he's not an old retread that nobody else wanted. So my question to you guys is this. Who's closer to the playoffs or turning it around right now, the Saints or the Pelicans?
Oh, I'm going to go Pelicans if Zion's healthy. I think he's the key. If he's healthy for the season, let's say he plays in over 80% of the games or 80%. Now, we saw when he was healthy for those stretches how good the Pelicans were. And I think their roster today, as you bring up with Trey and with Herb there also, and they can get back healthy, I'd say to me it's an easy choice here. If Zion's healthy, it's the Pelicans.
You know what's funny? If you look at the Vegas odds, which we're about to do, Mike, and talk about those over-under win totals for the NFC, it's closer than you think as far as both teams' opportunity to potentially make the postseason. I think I would agree with you that I like the Pelicans' roster more as far as being ready to make it to the playoffs in 2025-26. The issue is the Western Conference, and that's why people basically unanimously despise the trade to move on from your future first-round pick to get Derek Queen. Now, if you're looking at the odds, PR.com, they have the Pelicans at plus 700 to make the playoffs in the West this upcoming year. And FanDuel's got the odds out for NFL teams to make the playoffs. They have the Saints at plus 730 to make the postseason in the NFC. So it's a little bit interesting. It's as far as the question goes, because the situations are different. The NFC obviously is the weaker conference than the AFC and the NFL. The Western Conference is significantly stronger than the Eastern Conference and the NBA. So both teams are in different types of situations. I think you just had to kind of put it in a vacuum and say, who do you trust more to make the postseason next year? I would say the Pelicans. And I know like when we talked with Joel Myers, that quote that he said just keeps staying in my mind, that he believes, especially with the bolstering that Joe Dumars and Troy Weaver have done to this roster this offseason, that this team is closer to the 49-win team that they were 2 years ago than the 21 team that they were last year. And the 21-win team is more of the aberration than the 49-win team because of all the injuries that they dealt with early in the season that just completely wrecked and derailed their campaign. So I would choose to stay optimistic, and I would say the Pelicans. I think I'm more confident in making the playoffs despite playing in that really brutal Western Conference than the Saints.
Yeah, and again, the key here is Zion's health. That's paramount. If this team is going to make any sort of run to success, a winning season, and a playoff run. We believe in the power of being everywhere. Listen to WWL anytime, anywhere. Get the WWL shows you love. If it's Dave Cohen early in the morning, Tommy Tucker, Newell, Scoot, us here on Sports Talk, and the local content you crave on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn apps. When we come back, we'll go through the NFC and our picks on the over and unders for each team in it right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dottiglia along with Charlie Long, and we talked about we would give our opinions on the over and unders for the teams in the NFC. So, Charlie, you throw it. I'll hit it. Well, we'll both hit it, but I'll hit it first. Start from top to bottom.
Yeah, Mike, we're calling this the NFC stock market, and we'll do an AFC one later down the road as well. But starting with the Eagles at the top of the mountain, obviously defending champions, 11.5 ahead of the 2025 season is what Vegas has set in the market at. By the way, for those wondering, we're using BetMGM's odds for this list.
Charlie, I think they get to 12, so I'm going to go the over on that. Man, you know, normally you lose your coordinators, and they did lose one with Kellen Moore coming to the Saints. But, you know, Vic Fangio's still there. They had a little movement in the secondary with losing some key people there at the corner position. Big play Slay moving on. But you know what? That offensive line, that running game, the receivers, Jalen Hurts, I'm going to say they get to 12, so I'm going to go over on it.
I'm right there with you, man. Listen, 11.5 feels a little bit low. I could see this team getting to even 13 wins, 13-4 type of record for the 2025 season. But 11.5, I'm taking the over with the Eagles. I don't think that's any shock. I think that's a pretty safe bet as well. Mike, the next one's pretty spicy right off the bat. The Lions, 10.5. I kind of brought this up with you off air a little bit. This number scares me just a little bit. Losing both of your coordinators in the offseason, losing your all-pro center with Frank Ragnow. I'd be a little bit hesitant to take the over on the Lions.
I'm going to go over on it. I just think that they got to be better on defense because they had so many injuries
last
year. It's tough when you lose both coordinators and you lose your starting center. That is difficult. You can next man up stuff don't apply to Frank Ragnow. Just like it don't apply to Tristan Wirfs. It don't apply to Ragnow either. But you know what? I think they're the class in the NFC North. I think they get to 11 wins, so I'm going to go over.
I'll take the under, but I think it's like a 10-win team. Just because the NFC North will be very difficult, all those teams in that division are going to really give them a tough run for their money. So I'll go under on the Lions, my first under of the day. And it's not going to stop anytime soon because up next we got the 49ers, Mike. 10.5 for San Francisco ahead of the 2025 season. I know that they had all those injury issues this past year, but they've lost some pieces, man, from that team that made it to the Super Bowl just a couple of years ago. I don't know about you, Mike. I'm taking the under from 10.5. That's a little bit too high for me.
Same here. I know we've had a couple guests that have said, oh, 49ers, you know, or the team to watch. Man, you know, they've gotten older. Tell me how many games Trent Williams plays.
Right.
You know, McCaffrey's one thing. He's a tremendous player, and I'm not trying to take anything from him. But they still can run the ball without Christian McCaffrey. Trent Williams was the guy. when he was in the lineup, he made such a big difference in their rushing attack and also protecting the quarterback with Brock Purdy. I'm going to go the under on here with the 49ers. They may get to 10 wins. I don't see them getting to 11.
I'm right there with you, Mike. And up next, we got another NFC West team, the LA Rams, who I actually consider the class of the NFC West. They're at 9.5. Mike, this one's just as surprising as the 49ers being 10.5. I would swap these two. I'm taking the Rams over 9.5 wins. I think we've talked about this multiple times throughout the offseason. If you look at the team that gave Philadelphia the best game in the postseason, it was none other than the LA Rams. They add, obviously, Devontae Adams in the offseason to bolster it with Puka Nacua and that passing attack with Matt Stafford, who's still slinging it at his old age. Give me the over with the Rams. I like their young defensive line. I like their offensive weapons. 9.5 feels a little bit low. I think they could be the 2 seed in the NFC this year.
I think they get to double digits, so I'm going to go over there. Now, they paper thin. I mean, at every position, they are paper thin. And if Stafford goes down, then he got issues. Yeah. But I'm a big Matt Stafford fan. I think he's a terrific football player. Bringing in Devontae Adams to team up with Puka, you got quite a duo there. And they can run the ball. People don't give him a lot of credit, but Kyron Williams, man, he is really good at running back. They got a young defense, I think, can only get better. But they had trouble stopping the run last year. Man, Philly fed it to him. You know, and not once, twice. Really kind of beat them up inside. And when you play in a big game like that, other teams try to repeat it. But I still believe Sean McVay, Stafford, they get to 10 wins. I'm going to go over with the Rams.
We're heading back to the NFC East for this next one, Mike. Team that was in the NFC Championship game this past year, the Washington Commanders, set just like the Rams at 9.5 for the upcoming season.
That's a toughie for me because I do believe that that's a team that could take some slippage. I don't believe in their defense. Man, listen, I think the world of Jaden Daniels. And offensively, they are a pretty tough team overall. But defensively, they got some age there. They got some deficiencies. But 9.5, I think Jaden Daniels gets them to 10.
Right.
So I'm going to go the over on here. I'm going to say at 9.5, I think they get to 10.
Couldn't agree more. This is a 10, maybe an 11-win team for the upcoming year. Dan Quinn is awesome. Like, we love Jaden Daniels down here as well. But what he was able to do with a very undermanned defense and getting them to the point that they got last postseason, incredible stuff. In Washington, 9.5, I'll take the over as well. It's a 10 or 11 win team. That's what Jaden Daniels can provide you right off the bat. So moving a little bit further down the ladder here, Mike, we're staying at the same number, the Green Bay Packers, 9.5 over under.
I'm going to go over with the Packers. I'm a Packers fan. I think Jordan Love can turn it up. They run the ball well. Man, the cornerback spot is a little iffy for me. But everybody's got a hole somewhere down the line. You know what? I think they get to 10 wins, and so I'm going to go over with the Packers.
This is a really, really tight one because I could see this team being 9-8, 10-7. I would stay away from this number. But if you're having to ask me, I would kind of flip towards the over here. I would say that they get to double-digit wins, but just barely. I don't think this is a team that's going to get upwards of like 12 wins this upcoming season. But 9.5, I think it's a good number by Vegas. I'll take the over, but just barely. Up next, we got the first NFC South team mentioned, Mike. The Buccaneers, 9.5 over-under.
Man, before the Wirfs thing, this was easy. I would have said it's an easy over. They the only team that I think in the NFC South that can get to 10 wins. I think they squeak it out and they get to 10. So I'm going to go with a 10-win Bucs team and the over.
I'll take the under here, Mike. The worst thing scares me, and I think that they still could potentially win the NFC South with a 9-8 type of record. I know that, you know, Baker Mayfield and the offensive weapons that they've got, their defense also worries me a little bit. The new play caller worries me a little bit. And obviously, Tristan Wirfs, your all-world left tackle being out for at least the first 4 weeks, definitely worries me. I'll take the under. I think the Buccaneers will start off a little bit slow without Wirfs. Maybe they'll pick it up in the second half of the season and still win the NFC South. But it's going to be, once again, with like a 9-8 type of record. Give me the under for the Buccaneers here. A little bit further down the list, Mike, the Bears, 8.5 over-under.
I'm going to go under here. I think they can get to 8 wins. But in that division, as tough as it is, year one with Ben Johnson, and unless he's a miracle worker, I still see some flaws there, their offensive line. Can he get Caleb Williams to calm down and not put himself in a position to get sacked as much? And they got some holes on the defensive side of the field, too. I'm going to go under here with the Bears.
Mike, we basically have a bunch of teams right in the middle, the glut of the NFC, that you're either expecting to have a winning or a losing record. So there's going to a lot of these teams I'm about to throw out there are going to have the over-under set at 8.5. The Bears being the first one, I think a lot of folks are optimistic, but it's just a little bit too early for me to put any type of bet on it. You know, Caleb Williams has got issues, Mike. And I know that he was sacked all these times, like 60-plus times in his rookie campaign, and people will blame the offensive line for that. But a lot of it really is on him. Right. And you look at some of his tape from college, and he loved, you know, turning his back to the defense and kind of doing the spin. You can't do that in the NFL. Like, they will just eat you alive. And so he's got to figure out how to get that out of his game. I think Ben Johnson is a great young offensive mind. I don't know how he'll be as a head coach. Give me the under. I understand the optimism for the Bears, but I'm not really willing to bet on it right now. Up next, Mike, another team that we've talked with a couple different folks about that they're pretty optimistic about as well, the Cardinals, 8.5 over under.
I still don't think they're going to make, but they a tough team. They play you hard. But, man, Kyler Murray last year, he started so well early, and then he trailed off late. You know what? I'm going to go under here. I think they get to 8 wins, but I don't think they are a 9-10 win team. So I'm going to go under here with Arizona.
This is another really good line set by Vegas. If it was 7.5, I would take the over, Mike. It's 8.5. It's a hard, hard sell. I'm right there with you. I think it's like an 8-9 type of team. So give me the under here, but I understand the reason for optimism with the Cardinals ahead of the 2025 season. Up next, the Vikings, who were kind of the surprise team in the NFC this past year. 8.5 over under win total. You know, you lose Sam Darnold in the offseason. J.J. McCarthy's one big question mark, Mike.
Yeah, and, man, they won so many games last year late. And Sam was unbelievable. You got to give him credit. Until real late in the year, man, he was really on a heater. Then he cooled off late when they put a lot of pressure on him. I think if there's one team that takes a little bit of a slide this year, it's the Vikings. I don't think they were as good as they were last year. I think they kind of overplayed their record, to be honest with you. But you are what your record says you are. So, you know, hey, they did it when they had to do it. I think this year I'm going to go the under on the Vikings.
Mike, that division is tough. We've already mentioned it twice with Green Bay and Detroit. Give me the under with the Vikings. I agree with you 100%. Those 6 games, I think, will definitely hurt the Vikings a little bit. And this team kind of screams 7-10 to me. You know, I don't have enough faith because I haven't seen it with JJ yet. I understand the optimism with him specifically, just like I understand the optimism with the Cardinals. But give me the under with the Vikings at 8.5. Up next, we're going back to the NFC West, Mike, the Seahawks, 8.5 over under.
I got not a lot of faith in that head coach. I'm going to go under.
You're not a Mike McDonald fan?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
I think he's a great coordinator.
Okay.
I really do. He knows defense really well. Their offensive line was El Stinko last year.
Yes,
I mean,
it was.
Man, they really, I don't know what was happening there. And maybe Kubiak could come in there and the people he brought in that were with the Saints. But you know what? I'm going to go under here. I just think this is a football team that has got a lot of question marks and maybe questioning themselves.
Similar thing here, Mike. 8-9 type of team is what I expect from the Seahawks. Like, once again, I had mentioned with the Cardinals. I will go under 2, but just barely. I think this is a team that could go over. But, you know, how big of an upgrade is Sam Darnold from what Geno Smith provided them?
Can you catch lightning in a bottle twice?
How bad that offensive line was last year. I know that they bring in Gray Zabel in the first round this past season, which a lot of people loved, you know, myself included, just because they desperately needed that interior offensive line help. But at the same time, yeah, 8.5 feels like a pretty good number here. I'll go under just barely, though. This is like an 8-9 type of team. Up next, the Falcons over under 7.5, Mike.
I'm going to go over. I think they barely get over, but I'm going to go Falcons to get to 8 wins.
I'll buy the Penix stock. I like Mike Penix. I think that he'll get them over this number. They're maybe an 8-9, 9-8 type of team. So I'll go over the 7.5 here as well. Up next, Mike, the Cowboys, 8.5, the last 8.5 over under win team for the NFC.
I'm going to go under. Still question marks. Can this team stop the run? And how effective are they running the football and stopping the run? It's got a lot of the same question marks the Saints do. They have some flash out on the edge, certainly with CeeDee Lamb. Dak Prescott's back healthy. You saw this team sort of piece it together late where they played really solid football. But you know what? I'm going to go under there. I don't know what type of head coach Schottenheimer is going to be, so I'm going to go under with the Cowboys.
I'm right there with you, Mike. I like some of the moves that they made in the offseason, bringing in Pickens. I know that he could be kind of considered a head case, but he's super, super talented alongside CeeDee Lamb. Their running back room is still suspect. Their draft that they had was pretty solid, all things considered, despite people hating on the Tyler Booker pick in the first round. I will go under here, though, just for the reason that you mentioned right at the end there. Schottenheimer, I don't know what they were doing with this head coaching search, Mike. 8.5, it's a pretty good number, once again, but I will take the under here for the Cowboys. And then moving a little bit further down the list, the Panthers, over under 6.5, Mike.
I think they're the second best team in the NFC, so I'm going to go over with the Panthers. I think what you saw last year, they had some momentum. Bryce looked as though he had turned a corner. You add Tech McMillan to the mix here. Another year under his belt with Xavier Leggett. So at receiver, they ran the football pretty well last year, to be honest with you. So I think they're a better team than the Falcons, to be honest with you. I think they finished second in the NFC South, so I'm going to go over with the Panthers.
I agree on the over. I don't know if they finished. The Falcons and the Panthers are like 2A, 2B. It almost feels like in the NFC South this upcoming year. I will take the over. 6.5 feels low, Mike, especially what you saw from Bryce Young in the second half of last season. You don't need to convince me very easily to buy stock in Dave Canales. I like him a lot as heading into his second year head coach of the Carolina Panthers. 6.5, I will take the over on Carolina this upcoming season. And then we have two more teams in the NFC, Mike. First, starting off in the East, the New York Giants over under 5.5 in what is a gigantic year for Joe Shane and Brian Daboll.
This could be a disaster waiting to happen here with the Giants. Not that they don't have some talent up front along their defensive line. I think Dexter Lawrence, you can make a case. He's the best interior defensive lineman in the NFL right now before he got hurt. They got some edge pressure people, and then you get Abdul Carter. Certainly helps you there. Malik Nabers on offense. Who's playing quarterback for them? And so this could go downhill real quick. For the Giants, I'm going to go under, and they could end up being one of those teams that play for the first pick in the draft.
I think it's a really funny bet, Mike. I'm right there with you on taking the under. My question, the 5.5, that's the over-under for weeks before we see Jackson Dart, I would say.
Yes.
Like, legitimately, I will take the under for the Giants. I have no idea what they've done this offseason. I understand, you know, kind of building their trenches, specifically the defensive front, to have something that they can battle teams with and feel good about. Give me the under on the New York Giants, 5.5. I agree. I think they're closer to a 3-win team this upcoming season. And last but not least, the New Orleans Saints right there with the Giants, the only other team in the NFC at 5.5, Mike.
Yeah, just after the schedule, you and I talked about it. I looked at it, 5-6 wins would be, to me, what this team is looking for. In the first year under Kellen Moore, I'm going to go over here, but I think just barely. But I think they're a team that could get you 6 wins. So if you catch it at 5.5, and in some places it's actually 5, but still you got to get to 6 wins to get your money in your pocket. You know what? I'm going to go to over on here. I think they get to 6 wins.
The number is tough, Mike. I'll take the over 2, and I just remember talking with Greg Allman about this yesterday. He said that 6-7 wins would be a major success in year one under Kellen Moore. So I think that Coach Moore can get him to that point, so I will take the over as well, but not by much. I think it's, once again, a good number by Vegas. So that is our NFC stock market segment, Mike, and you know, over-unders on a lot of different teams we feel good about, some teams that we think are going to fall off ahead of the 2025-26 season.
And come Monday, you and I will do the AFC teams, and we'll get that in the same segment at 5:20. But there's always a team that falls off, and there's always a team that makes that run that you didn't expect to. It's who's going to be that team that makes that run that we didn't think would be there at that stage. I think Minnesota takes a step back.
I agree.
Man, just by the way they played and how they won games, Darnold had a magical year in Minnesota, and it paid off for him with that huge contract with Seattle. Now, I don't know if Seattle can protect him like the Vikings protect him last year, and they don't have Jefferson either, that receiver. So it'd be interesting to see who becomes that team like the Commanders that made that run. Nobody picked this at this time of year. Last year, you might have thought that they could get to 7 to 8 wins, but to be an 11-win team, Charlie, no one thought that. No,
there's going to be that one surprise win squad, Mike, and maybe it's the Cardinals, maybe it's the Bears. It's going to be one of those teams that set it like 8.5, maybe a 7.5 type of team that's going to surprise a lot of folks this year.
That's it for our over and under segment on the NFC. And again, Charlie and I will do this Monday. We'll do the AFC at 5:20. We'll come back. It'll be our triple option feature. We'll be joined by Jeff Nowak right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL, Mike Dettelia along with Charlie Long, joined by Jeff Nowak in our triple option feature. Jeff, I'll throw it to you first.
All right, let's do it. So, you know, this is kind of convoluted to just dive in on, but ESPN reported today that the NFL and senior leaders of the NFL Players Association struck an unusual confidentiality agreement that hid the details of an arbitration decision from players, including a finding that league executives had urged team owners to reduce guaranteed player compensation. And it's a really interesting article. We don't need to dive too much into it, but I think that last part is fascinating. It all goes back to the Deshaun Watson deal. If you remember, the Cleveland Browns signed Deshaun Watson to this massive, fully guaranteed contract. We haven't seen any more deals like that. And that's not a coincidence. That's by design. Team owners, the league does not want fully guaranteed deals out there. They don't want the precedent set that fully guaranteed deals are on the table. That said, my hot take, they should be, particularly for draft picks. And we're seeing it play out now with the second round picks, so many of them still unsigned. You've seen a couple of these fully guaranteed second round deals. Now everyone's going to push for them, and it's going to get ugly between teams and players. And I think, personally, if you're a top three round draft pick, you should get a guaranteed contract. And here's why. If you're an NFL team that picks a player in the top three rounds, and you cut that player prior to the end of his rookie contract, you should be penalized for that. You should have to pay for that, because that was a massive blunder on the part of the team. Why is the player paying for it? And I think it's interesting, and I just think, you know, you look around. If you were getting a job tomorrow, you signed a contract, and they were like, well, we're going to pay you this much, unless we decide we don't want to in the final year of that contract, then you're just going to have to leave, and you have nothing to say about it. Anyway, that's how I feel. Rookie contracts, at least in the first 2 days of the draft, should be guaranteed.
Jeff, that is the perfect example of collusion, and they covered it up.
Well, the interesting thing is the NFLPA was like, all right, you guys, don't tell anybody.
You know, you just think- okay, so you working with the enemy on collusion.
Right.
That to me is the crazy part of this story, that the higher-ups in the NFLPA allowed this to happen, and they knew about it, but didn't do anything. Sat back, hey, we happy, we collecting our salary, so we good.
Right.
Hey, we not worried about the players now. You know, hey, you getting a ton of money. Man, again, there's a collusion there between the NFLPA and the higher-ups and the ownership here in the NFL. No question about it. Charlie?
Guys, the Pelicans already announced that the NBA Cup's groups have been officialized. And, you know, the Pelicans last year, I remember it being like the group of death. And this year, it doesn't look that bad. They have the Lakers, the Clippers, the Grizzlies, and the Mavericks in their NBA Cup group. And, guys, when this first started up, I remember liking the kind of in-season tournament. I thought it was a kind of a breath of fresh air for a very stale regular season, especially once you get towards, you know, December and January and everything like that. But then last year, I thought it kind of, I don't want to say it overstayed its welcome, because it was only like the second year of it being here. It wasn't the same kind of vibe, I thought, with the players kind of playing with playoff intensity. And they're going to keep it up because it was something that worked the first year that they did it. But the Pelicans, you know, last year they had the Nuggets, the Mavericks, the Warriors, and the Grizzlies in their group. That felt like a group of death. Maybe it's because I'm a little bit down on what the Clippers have been doing this offseason. We don't know what's going to happen with LeBron, with the Lakers. Memphis has moved off of one of their best pieces in Desmond Bane, and the Mavericks are just a gigantic question mark in the Western Conference. I don't feel like this group is as bad as it was last year, guys. That's just my opinion.
Guys, Sunday starts the MLB draft, and we'll have the early picks come in, and then it'll certainly fall into the Monday, and we're all waiting to see exactly what happens with the first overall pick. Will Cade Anderson be that guy? And you almost hear like dead silence, okay, from Washington. Almost dead silence from them on exactly what they're going to do. This is unlike when Paul Skeens got picked, because we heard pretty maybe 2 weeks before, well, we kind of thinking about it, man, the price is high. But by the time it got this late in the process, you knew the Pirates were going to pick Paul Skeens. It isn't the case now, and I think some of that having to do with the change, general manager, also the skipper with Washington. See how this happens and who has the final choice here in the organization. And it may come down to management. Now I'm talking about the guy who signs the checks. But Jay Johnson doesn't sleep, because on campus now, I just looked at his Instagram page, but Kansas transfer Cooper Moore is visiting LSU baseball. So, man, the one thing with Jay Johnson, You talk about a guy who is relentless in his recruiting, and I'll never forget, we got him on last Thursday, and he's talking, and we talked to him about recruiting, and he says, I got a recruit right across from me trying to convince him to come to LSU, and I think an hour later, that former Tennessee pitcher committed to LSU. So, man, one thing with Jay Johnson, he's not going to leave a stone unturned to try to get back to the College World Series and try to win another national championship for the LSU Tigers.
Mike, I think the criticism for Cade Anderson's a little bit unfounded, too, is that
he's
the high floor, low ceiling type of player. Look at the leap that he made from his freshman to sophomore campaigns. If you don't think that that kid can continue improving year after year, I don't know what to tell you. And so, you know, we talked with Aaron Fitt about this last night, Steve and I did, that, you know, he can continue to grow into his body and get stronger. He's 21 years old, but this is a guy that's already got great stuff, great feel for his stuff, a great fastball, three great breaking pitches. And if you view him, and some MLB scouts do this, as, you know, maybe the ceiling of a three starter at the MLB level, once again, I just don't know what to tell you. I think he's got ace potential once he gets to the MLB.
I feel the same way about Ianson.
Yeah.
I think Anthony is the exact same way. And look the jump he made from just a year ago.
Right.
And how good of a pitcher he turned out. And so, man, LSU is developing him there. We'll be back to finish it off here on Sports Talk on our number two right after this break. Finishing up here in our number two of Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettelje along with Jeff Nowak, Charlie Long. Got two more hours of Sport Talk with Jeff and Charlie coming up right after this news break here on the Big 870 WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.